Okay, welcome back. So while you all have been walking in, I've been quickly reading this book, Fish and Go. It reads very quickly. And now Bartek has made sure that my code is 10 times quicker. So tell us everything about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. So welcome. I hope your travels went well. Mine were totally, you know, like canceled, flight canceled, change of route. So I had lots of adventures. But generally, I'm super happy I made it. And we are at the FOSDEM. So in this talk, I would like to invite you to learn more about efficiency of our Go programs. And there is already two talks that I have been on, who mentioned, you know, optimizations in its name and like generally how to make software more efficient. I wonder where this, it's not a hype, but it's already three talks about one topic. Why it's so popular? Is it because everybody's saving money? That might be a reason, but I'm super happy we are really uncovering this for Go, because Go alone might be fast, but that doesn't mean that we cannot, you know, doesn't need to care about, you know, making it better. And use less resources when we execute it, right? So let's learn about that. And turns out that, you know, you can save literally millions of dollars if you, you know, optimize some code, sometimes in production long term, so it really matters, right? But before we start, short introduction. My name is Bartłomiej Płotka. I'm an engineer at Google. Normally I work at Google Cloud, Google Managed Prometheus Service. But generally, I'm open source passionist. I love Go. I love distributed systems, observability topics. I maintain Thanos, which is like open source scalable Prometheus system. I maintain Prometheus as well. And generally, yeah, lots of things in open source. I mentor a lot, and I suggest you to check, you know, also try to mentor others. It's super important to bring new generation of people up to the speed in the open source. And yeah, I'm active in the CNCF. And recently, as you see, I published a book. And I think, you know, it's kind of unique. Everybody's doing TikToks now and you know, YouTube. And I was like, yeah, let's be old school. Because, you know, you need to be unique sometimes in the world. And I really enjoyed that. I learned a lot during that. And I would love you to learn as well. So I'm kind of summarizing of some concepts from my book here in this talk. So let's go. And I would like to start with this story, and you know, apparently some of the talks, one of the best talks, have to start with the story. But this is something that kind of maybe triggered me to write a book, right? So imagine that, I mean, yeah, that was kind of 5 years ago. We just started the project called Thanos, open source. Really doesn't matter what it does right now. But, you know, what happens is that it has microservices. It has, you know, I think 6 different microservices written in Golang. You put in Kubernetes or any other cloud, and it's just a distributed database. And one part of this database is compactor. It's like a component. Again, doesn't matter much what it does. What it matters is that it touches object storage, and it processes, you know, sometimes gigabytes or terabytes daily of metrics, right, of some data. So what happened is that at the very, very beginning of implementation, as you can imagine, you know, we implemented MVP. It kind of functionally worked, but of course, you know, the implementation was kind of naive, definitely not optimized. We didn't even run any benchmark right at all, other than just running on production and just kind of works. So and you're laughing, but this is usually, you know, what development in a high velocity looks like, and it was working very well. Until, of course, more people put load into this, and you know, we have some issues like OOMs. You know, one user pointed us to some graphs of, you know, incredibly, you know, high spike of memory usage on the heap, on the Golang heap, right? And you can see it's a drop, which means, you know, there was a restart or someone killed this. And the numbers are not small, like 15 gigs. I mean, for a large data set, maybe it's fine, but it was kind of a problematic, right? So it was really interesting to see what different feedback and what different suggestions community were giving us. And I mean community, everybody, like users, other developers, maybe product managers. We don't know sometimes who their role are, but you know, probably depending on their background, the answers, the proposals were totally different, right? So I would like you to kind of, you know, check and like check if you had the same situations in your experience, because you know, this is kind of like very ongoing problem, and I would like to showcase this. So you know, first suggestion was that, can you give me a configuration that doesn't OOM? And it's like, what do you expect me, like in the like very new project, to have like flags, not OOM or like useless memory? This is not as simple as that. Yet many users are asking us this question on open source project. Probably you heard this question. Okay, what configuration I should use so it uses less memory, right? Or like it's more optimized. How can I optimize using configuration? It's just, you know, it's not as simple as that, I guess. You know, maybe in Java, in JVM, you have lots of performance flags. You sometimes tune things, and it's better. But you know, it's not so simple. It's a goal, like kind of low level. You need to do more than that, right? Another, you know, interesting approach, but very, very good in some way, is that just okay, I would just put this process into bigger machine, and it's done. And that's totally valid, you know, solution. Maybe short term. Maybe sometimes it's enough. But you know, in our case, it was not sustainable because, of course, you couldn't grow vertically more and more. And also, even if you would maybe find a big enough machine that was working for your data set, then you know, obviously, you were overpaying a lot if the code is naive and maybe wasting a lot of memory, right? Then finally, you know, the most fun approach. Okay, let's split this one microservice